welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
You know, there's very little that concerns women more than what might happen to their pregnancy, and particularly with external agents, you know, be it the environment, be it their diet, and most importantly, medications that they might take. There are a surprisingly high number of women with depression who are treated with antidepressants who are pregnant or become pregnant after they're on treatment. In fact, estimates are that about 8% of all pregnancies in the United States involve women who are taking one type of antidepressant or another. The most commonly studied of this class of antidepressants are the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the SSRIs. These antidepressants, they do cross the placenta and the fetal blood-brain barrier, raising lots of concerns. Prenatal exposure is possible, I guess, with regard to teratogenesis and preterm birth and low birth weight and all kinds of complications. And so you found a poem, it was published in JAMA this year, 2017, that reviews potential adverse consequences of antidepressant use. This particular study restricting it to looking at use in the first trimester. It asked the clinical question, does maternal exposure to an antidepressant in the first trimester of pregnancy increase the risk of preterm birth, small for gestational age, autism spectrum disorder, or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in offspring? Again, JAMA, it starts on page 1553. Mark, what did they do and what did they conclude?
Yeah, this was a study from Sweden, and they took data from a number of different registries. And these registries link exposure in the first trimester to any antidepressant with the risk of these outcomes we talked about, preterm birth, small for gestational age, autism, or ADHD. They also got information from these registries about potential confounders like parity, the year of birth, maternal and paternal age at childbearing, which is thought to be associated with, which is associated with these disorders, educational level, even history of psychiatric illness and criminal convictions. So they try to link all these data together, and they defined first trimester exposure as having at least one medication dispensed. They also looked at use before pregnancy, as well as during the first trimester. Basically, the strongest evidence, I think, from this study comes from a sibling comparison subset. So they looked at antidepressant exposure within families and with siblings born to the same mother, but where she was or was not using antidepressants. So the final cohort had about 1.5 million offspring between 1996 and 2012. Of those, 1.4% or 22,500 were exposed to an antidepressant over 80% of the time it was an SSRI. They had about 6 to 9 years of follow-up to look for development of things like ADHD and autism. And in the overall cohort, they found that there was a higher probability of all of the outcomes in exposed offspring. But when they looked at the sibling comparison part, which really gives you the strongest evidence, first trimester antidepressant exposure was only associated with preterm birth. It was not associated with small for gestational age, autism, or ADHD. They also looked at when comparing maternal antidepressant first trimester exposure to before pregnancy exposure, a significant association occurred with, again, preterm birth, but not for any of the other outcomes. Use during the second or third trimester wasn't associated with autism or ADHD. So basically, they found that maternal antidepressant use during the first trimester is associated with an increased risk of preterm birth, but not small for gestational age, autism, or ADHD.
As you're suggesting, it may just be A, that they haven't looked long enough, and some of these things would show up certainly within the time frame, but Others may be more long-term.
Well, I remember when we were on the task force looking at the question of screening for depression in pregnant women, you know, we looked into these data because obviously if you screen, then a lot of those women will end up being put on antidepressants. And the concern was, are we going to be causing inadvertent harm by identifying depression, which we think is a good thing, and treating it, which we think is a good thing, but then potentially causing harm? And there was a lot of other evidence. This isn't the only study that, and it was pretty consistent that there is an increase in preterm birth with use of antidepressants. So I think, you know, clearly cognitive behavioral therapy or some other kind of, you know, talk therapy would be recommended, particularly during that first trimester.
I guess the studies haven't been done whether talk therapy, it depends on who you're talking with, I guess, whether that can cause premature birth.
I think it's pretty safe.
Yes, I'm joking. Great. Very interesting article, Mark. Thanks so much. So we'll talk with you again next week.
Okay.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.